En nom del gran Barrufet, us volem barrufar que cada dissabte al matí els Àrabe de Bo barrufen el Gripau Blau a Ràdio Estel. És un programa amb cançons, contes, poesia, que fins i tot l'escolta el Gargamel. Dissabtes i diumenges a 9:15 del matí a Ràdio Estel, el Gripau Blau.
Sempre podem jugar i ser lliures per tot arreu. Sempre serem els barrufets. Si com nosaltres barrufeu, estarem contents i us ho passareu molt bé.
A Ràdio Estel, el Gripau Blau. Cançons, contes i entreteniment per tota la família. Escrit i realitzat pel grup Ara va de bo.
El senyor Bolero era un mentider, deia tantes troles que no tenia dents. I és que si dius mentides et creixerà el nas, i el nas de patata tindràs. Senyor Bolero, ets un trolero i tens el nas com un cabàs. Senyor Bolero, ets un trolero i tens el nas com un cabàs.
Senyor Bolero, ets un trolero i tens el nas com un cabàs. Senyor Bolero, ets un trolero i tens el nas.
Come on up, patata.
Hola a tothom. Em dic Magdalena Sacarina i la direcció de Ràdio Estel m'encarrega la presentació d'un programa que es diu El Gripau Blau. Us oferim una acurada selecció de cançons, contes, poesia i música d'arreu que prepara el grup Ara va de bo per a tota l'audiència.
We. Tu. Psst. Sí, tu, tu. Ja saps que dissabtes i diumenges pots participar al Gripau Blau? És un programa dels Àrabe de Bo per tothom. I pots enviar contes, poesies, receptes de cuina, dibuixos. Sí, sí, dibuixos, perquè també tenen pàgina web i els pengen. Ves a la pàgina web arabadebo, tot enganxat en minúscula, .cat, i trobaràs les instruccions.
Quan és l'hora de plegar, té un repicat tan alegre que fan ganes de saltar. La 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 la.
Així que ens obren la porta, ja fugim pel carrer enllà. La mare ens darà una pera, també un bocinet de pa. Anirem a jugar a bales fins a l'hora de sopar. A la plaça de l'església, que ningú ens destorbarà.
La 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 la.
Hola, sóc la Caputxeta Vermella i vaig corrent a dur una mica de mel a la meva àvia, que està malalta. Si m'entretinc, arribaré tard a escoltar el Gripau Blau. No me'l perdo cap dissabte i diumenge. El fan a 9:15 del matí, dissabtes i diumenges a Ràdio Estel. Adeu!
This is the story of Ballygally Billy. Well, nobody ever knew very much about Ballygally Billy because he was one of those funny little men who just cannot stay in one place for very long. He was here today and gone tomorrow. He was a tramp, a vagabond, but he was ever such a nice little tramp. He wasn't one of the sad and mopey ones that looked lost and forgotten. Oh, no. He was as pert and lively as a little monkey, and as gay as a lark, and always singing. You could hear him coming half a mile away, singing, like this. Very funny sort of singing, isn't it? Well, it's sort of Irish, I think. Ballygallybilly came from Ireland, and at one time he worked in the galley of a ship, and so everybody called him Ballygallybilly. And Ballygallybilly always behaved as though he was a bit of a magician. Well, he was always doing little conjuring tricks with pennies and cigarettes. I don't know how he did them, but he could get pennies out of your ears and cigarettes out of your hair. And then he'd make them disappear again, almost at once. And then he would say one of his magic spells, which was Egra dongra langra bingra lickety nora cora fora. And he would point with a long fingernail to his breast pocket. And out of his breast pocket would come a little face going... Yeah, it was a little mouse. It was Ballygallybilly's magic mouse. And he called him Egra nogra. Egra nogra, the magic mouse. Because he could disappear down Ballygallybilly's collar and appear out of his sleeve, and then out of his waistcoat pocket. Most amazing. And when Ballygallybilly and Egra nogra had done all their tricks, they would go and lie down in the park and sleep for a few hours. And then away they'd go, and you wouldn't see them again for perhaps a year. Well, anyway, one day Ballygallybilly turned up one Saturday morning when the Black Hand gang were hanging about the corner, and he started to do his conjuring tricks for them. And they were fascinated by Ballygallybilly. Well, he was taking pennies out of their hair, and from one big boy he took a penny out of his nose. This big boy was called Hereward. I don't know why. He was asleep most of the time. Then Ballygallybilly put his magic hat on the ground, and he said, "Magic hat, magic hat, now I wonder what you've got. I think I'd like a nice rum and butter toffee." And he lifted up the hat, and there was a rum and butter toffee. Very odd. And then Ballygallybilly said, "Well, ta-ra, I'm off now for a bit of an old nap in the park. Ta-ra now." And the big boy Hereward said, "Hey, no you don't. I want my penny back." "What penny?" "Oh, the one you took out of my nose. That's my penny." "Well, it must be. It come out of my nose, didn't it? You'll give it back." And all the gang said, "Yes, give it back. Yes, give it back." And Ballygallybilly said, "Ah, get away with you. I'm going to have a bit of an old nap in the park." And off he went. But there was bound to be trouble. And there was. Because when Ballygallybilly woke up 2 hours later, his magic hat was gone. Somebody had pinched it. Well, it was worth pinching too, wasn't it? A hat that could produce a rum and butter toffee. But Ballygallybilly had a good idea where it was, and he searched and searched until he found the Black Hand gang's headquarters behind some hoardings. And he hid and watched. And there behind the hoardings was the Black Hand gang and the big boy, Hereward. And Hereward had Ballygallybilly's magic hat, and he put it on the ground, and he said, "Magic hat, magic hat, now I wonder what you've got. I think I'd like a rum and butter toffee." And they waited. And just as Hereward was going to pick up the hat, it moved slowly towards him. Very slowly, the hat moved. It was the most sinister thing you ever saw. Hereward and the gang stood staring at it, terrified. And the hat came nearer and nearer to Hereward, and he could stand it no longer, and he went, "Ah!" and ran for dear life, and so did the rest of the gang. And Ballygally Billy went over and picked up his hat and looked inside, and there was a little face going... Yeah, it was Egra Nogra. He often spent an hour or two in Ballygally Billy's hat, and it was Egra Nogra that made the hat move. So that was that. And off went Ballygally Billy with Egra Nogra in his breast pocket. Come on now.
Príncep? Nans? On sou?
Ai ho, ai ho, a veure l'hipau blau. Ai ho, ai ho, ai ho, ai ho.
Què passa?
Que no era un programa de ràdio, el Gripau Blau.
Esclar.
I com ho feu per veure un programa de ràdio?
Ui, el Gripau Blau és un programa de ràdio que es pot veure, es pot escoltar, es pot llegir o fins i tot cantar. Depèn de cadascú. Entra a arabadebò.cat i tu mateix decideix què fas.
Ai ho, ai ho, a veure l'hipau blau.
Avui la llista ja està va dels meus extraescolars. El dilluns vaig a boxe per si algun dia algú m'intenta robar. El dimarts vaig a escacs per poder-ho passar-m'ho bé. El dijous vaig a hip-hop per poder ballar bé. El divendres vaig a un torneig d'escacs. I el dissabte vaig al cau. Estic molt enfeinat i espero no confondre'm i anar a escacs amb un quants de boxe.
Si saben escuchar atentos. En Pere Poma té un tirador de goma per fer caure les pomes al cistell. Si seguiu el seu consell, per fer callar la gana, pomes cap al budell.
És nit fosca i tot d'una, entre un llençol de lli, s'enfilava la lluna tal i com va fer ahir. Si li dius bon dia, potser ell et respon. Les estrelles et miren i la lluna mai dorm. Fulles verdes sense ombra cauen mudes al llac. Pels carrers en silenci corren els núvols blancs. Els fanals tot ho veuen, l'estació sense trens. El diari a la impremta i el pa és ben calent. Sembla freda la casa perquè tothom hi dorm. Si a la nit et despertes, canta això sense por. La nit és tranquil·la quan la gent no té son. Les estrelles et miren i la lluna mai dorm. La 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 la.
Programa d'avui. Us hem acompanyat amb cançons, contes, poesia i la millor música d'arreu. El Gripau Blau és un programa escrit i realitzat pel grup Ara va de bo. Fins aviat. Us esperem.
S'ha acabat el bròquil.